Wednesday morning. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Wednesday afternoon. Maybe you're listening Wednesday night. I don't know. Wherever you are, we're here with the news of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are talking about. Stay tuned to find out what's going on, courtesy of Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen. This just in.
Breaking news.
Rosie O'Donnell.
I know.
Returned to TV and caused a bit of a firestorm on the Today Show. She said that she felt Lindsay Lohan was not a good choice as Elizabeth Taylor. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty exciting stuff, Jennifer.
Well, I guess Lindsay's in shock because she said she always had a great relationship with Rosie O'Donnell. Yeah,
she's in shock.
There was never any bad blood. Mm. And, you know, Rosie
says you're a crackhead to her.
Yeah. Mm.
The last thing you did that was good was when you were 16.
Ooh, nice. The parent trap, yeah.
All right. Listen, Rosie's not been doing too much good the last few years either. Anyway, so what else is...
Well, and then, of course, Michael Lohan, who I guess must have had some sort of reunion with Lindsay, comes out swinging against Rosie yesterday, just making the situation even worse, you know, calling her all sorts of names, saying she has no reason to put Lindsay down. She's got her own issues, so...
She does.
And she does. But who doesn't? Show me somebody without an issue. Right. I'll give you
not
a name.
I don't have any issues. What issue?
Not one.
No. Lindsay is the most insured actress ever.
Yes.
She's being insured. Elizabeth Taylor was insured when she was Cleopatra, it seems to me, big time, too, if memory serves me correctly. But, wow, this is very important stuff, Jennifer.
Well, part of the problem with the reason she hadn't been working because she was partying all the time is that no one would insure her. So now her insurance policy is pretty high, I would imagine.
Because she's being such a good girl, she can at least get some insurance.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, let's find out what else is going on here. Your comments about any of the items that are before us, 800-510-8255. Basically, our job here is to tell you things that you probably don't know or maybe don't know details of, things that are going on. For example, the arrest in Texas yesterday afternoon of a fellow named Kurt Mix, who was accused of intentionally deleting hundreds and hundreds of text messages regarding the size of the BP oil spill.
Uh-oh.
BP engineer arrested, charged with two counts of obstruction of justice. The first criminal charges, man, these guys are right on it. It's 2012 and the BP oil spill took place 2 years ago. Good to know the Justice Department is hard at work.
Speedy.
Yeah.
Speedy. This guy was probably skating, thought he got rid of it.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, anyway, he faces a maximum penalty of 20 years in the slammer and a fine of $250,000. So does BP stand behind him? Did BP tell him to do this? BP is advertising all over the place now. Come visit.
Oh, they really
the
are.
Gulf. Yeah.
The Gulf Coast. Yeah.
So,
it's beautiful. Not oily at all.
No oil there. Or if it is oil, you got vinegar to mix with it. So it's a great place.
Salad dressing.
Yeah. Right. All right, let's see. Here's a couple of New Jersey state troopers, speaking of those in hot water. These guys don't even work for the Secret Service. They were suspended last night without pay for escorting a group of luxury cars down the Garden State Parkway at 100 miles an hour. Sergeant Nadir Nasri and Trooper Joseph Ventrella were involved in the incident, involving a caravan of Lamborghinis, Ferraris, and Porsches.
They're calling it the Death Race 2012.
Right.
Did you see that they named it Death Race?
Right. The Attorney General's office is investigating. So in order to get, this is what seems not to ring particularly true here. If these guys are in state cars, they were told by somebody, they didn't just see a group of Ferraris, Lamborghinis, and Porsches going down the road and say, hey, let's have some fun and follow these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody had to tell them to go do it.
Yeah, they're saying it was local command, whatever that means.
Yeah. So who's in local command? These guys are in the car doing what somebody tells them to do. So why isn't local command being held responsible for that? One would only wonder, right? 800-510- 8255. Jennifer, did you see the sad story about that brain-dead mother who gave birth to twins? Christine Bolden had a brain aneurysm last month and collapsed. She's 26 years old. She's a resident of Grand Rapids, Michigan. When she had the aneurysm, when she collapsed, she had her three-year-old son with her. The doctors have kept her alive to allow for the development of the babies. The two boys were born, named Nicholas and Alexander Bolden.
Ooh, that's kind of cool, though, they were born.
Yeah, but they only weighed a couple of pounds.
You know what? That's all you need these days. They can keep you going.
She has an 11-year-old daughter, too.
Wow. Sad, but glad she, I mean, think about it, would have been such an even bigger loss, you know, much bigger loss had she lost the babies, too. So I guess that's the good part of the story.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, speaking of stories, what do you have? What's up next? In just a matter of moments, Jennifer reports on...
We've got to talk about this John Edwards trial because it
John
is heating
Edwards.
Up.
Yes.
Andrew Young was on the stand, so we'll tell you what he said.
You miserable slut, you. Find out to whom that refers. I heard it in the grapevine. 800-510-8255. Plus, something else to be afraid of. More scare tactics on the part of the news media. That's coming right up as well here on the Good Day program. 800-510-8255 to join us. You can follow us on Facebook. Good Day. Let's see here. Facebook.com at, no, that's Twitter. Good Day.
Facebook.com/Good Day Show. That's and then it, on Twitter, we are at Good Day Show.
And we have Pinterest as well, I think, in the fold.
Oh, we do?
Yes.
Oh, exciting.
As of
cool.
yesterday. Yeah, right. 14 after on Good Day.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shaken Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shaken Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shaken Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shaken Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. 800-510-8255. So as I'm a believer in ladies first, you go before me, Jen. When it comes to John Edwards, people are hot on the trail of that story anyway.
This trial is really, really heating up. It's only on day two, and Andrew Young is the only one who's been on the stand. He was the former aide to John Edwards who wrote that crazy tell-all book. Well, apparently we've learned that when John Edwards first learned that his mistress, Riel Hunter, might have been pregnant, he tried to downplay the chances that he was the father, calling the woman a crazy S-word. That rhymes with glut.
Has an L-U-T in it somewhere. Yeah.
Right. Okay. We're 1 in 3 that the child was his. And then I guess he finally realized after Riel started threatening him that he hatched a plan that would funnel money from his rich friends and contributors to provide her with the monthly allowance. And Andrew Young didn't think that was quite legal, but he didn't blow the whistle at that point. It wasn't until months later he started to get a little annoyed when Edwards actually asked him to falsely claim the paternity of Riel's baby.
Isn't
that nuts? What was he thinking?
He is nuts. I think that this has all shown that he lost his base, his grounding, if you will. All of this stuff. Politics is like celebrity in terms of actors, actresses, big musicians. That kind of, they lose touch with reality. They don't have a firm bathe. They don't have a, they're not connected. They're not grounded. And this just shows that. 800-5...
They just took some money from this really famous donor, Bunny Mellon, and I guess the way they would do it is she would write a check to her quote-unquote interior designer, and then that interior designer would endorse it, give it to Andrew, Andrew would cash it, and they made like $750,000 that way to give to Real Hunter.
Isn't that sweet? Very
Isn't
nice.
That amazing? I mean, it's just dirty. Ugh.
It is dirty, and he's dirty. And he'll get, hopefully, what he deserves. 800-510-8255. The primary season is not over, but it might as well be. When does California vote?
In another month?
Not
Are
even
you
anybody,
kidding me?
Really. Yeah, nobody cares at this point, right? It's just, it's become silly. The all the primary votes are in from yesterday. Mitt Romney handily won all five of the states. So he is, for all intents and purposes, the nominee of the Republican Party. Had a fundraiser/event last night, a speech in New Hampshire in which he sort of set out the guidelines, not that they haven't already been set out, for the differences between him and Barack Obama. But no question about it. The interesting thing will be to see if Newt Gingrich pulls out this week. A lot of speculation. If you listen to what he said last night, I think he was in North Carolina, the Times, he says, we're going to reassess our campaign. He still has an appreciable number of votes.
Mute.
Santorum,
yeah.
They've all been asked whether they will endorse. Santorum was asked about 35 different ways. Michelle Bachmann was asked about 35 different ways. Do you support Mitt Romney or not? Took him 4 or 5 minutes. Michelle Bachmann never really answered the question. Santorum, when asked, I think it took him about 4 minutes to get to the answer. Yes, I'll support whoever the party nominates to get rid of Barack Obama. And that's pretty much what they've all said. And
what do you think about the vice president rumor with Condoleezza Rice? I love it.
I don't.
You don't love it?
No, I don't like her.
I think she's so smart.
No, she's something about her that... I mean, it's a play. I've never cared for her, frankly.
I've always liked Condi.
She's
very
fine.
Smart.
You can like her all you want. I'm just telling you, she's not my cup of tea.
An interesting choice for Mitt.
She's very smart. Yeah, it would be an interesting choice. And that's an interesting rumor, along with the usual typical stuff. Well, who can we be safe with? Bob Portman of Ohio. Are we safe with the guy in Virginia? Who can we be safe? Can we be safe with Mario Rubio? Mario Rubio reminds me of a teenager who hasn't quite gone through, I mean, Marco Rubio, thank you, Michael, hasn't quite gone through puberty yet. Yeah, him as well.
Oh, really?
Speaking of puberty, men, please listen to this, and women who care for men who are having a tough time getting a good night's sleep, you need to know about the million bottle giveaway of Master Prostate Formula. This is important. You need to take care of your prostate health. And with Master Prostate Formula, you can. It affects all kinds of things, even your intimacy. So don't wait. Call 800-421-1712 right now. The offer here is for 1 million bottles of Master Prostate to be given away. The best part is you try it, you don't have to pay for it. A little shipping and handling, that's it. Free bottle on its way to you. 800-421-1712. The message is, get a good night's sleep. The other message is, make sure that you can keep up your ability to have a great romance in your life. Those things, plus general prostate health, feed it well, and it will serve you well. No problems when you take Master Prostate. You get a free bottle by calling 800-421-1712.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
To having used a dating service at one point in my looking around, casting.
Yeah,
about,
how did that go?
Well, you see where I am. Right, Richie's trying to fix me up. See, I was trying to remember, you did try to fix me up once a long time ago with a girl who lifted her shirt when she was in the studio, right?
That's right. Well, she lifted her shirt and then you wanted to go out with it. That's what it was.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
A match made in heaven.
A shocking statistic came out in the news today. You want to hear this? It's all I got. All right, here we go. You got to do better than that. You want to hear this? You overdid it a little bit. No, for the first time in 40 years, did you know this? More Mexicans are leaving the United States than are coming to it. Yeah. That's true. Yeah, not because of our economy, because they're sick and tired of explaining that Taco Bell isn't real Mexican food. That's true. Kim Kardashian now says she'd like to be a politician someday. She wants to run for the mayor of Glendale. This is real.
Uh-oh.
But what party do you think she'd be? She's rich. She could be a Republican. Yeah? But she did make a sex tape, so she could be a Democrat. So I don't know. I don't know which way to go.
I have a Dancing with the Stars theme knock knock joke. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Well, no, we're here, right? It's a knock-knock joke, though. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Catherine Jenkins.
Catherine Jenkins, sir.
Exactly.
Jimmy Kimmel and Jay Leno and Conan O'Brien. Now, Ellen DeGeneres laughs on her program yesterday about having technical difficulties, Jennifer, with her new iPhone.
I have the new iPhone right here, and so I've been using the... Do you have the new iPhone, everybody? It's more technology. It's more complicated and stuff like that. But it's got the Siri thing on here. And you know what that is, Siri, everybody. It's a woman who lives in here. And it's fascinating. I don't know how any of it works, but sometimes Siri doesn't understand what you're saying, and it makes things very complicated. The other day, I was trying to text Portia to tell her I was on my way home because it will listen to you. And I asked Siri if I needed... Well, she asked me if I need directions home, and I said, no, text Portia, I'm on my way home. And then Siri asked if I wanted to see what homes were for sale in the area. And I said, no, text Portia. And then I went to two open houses, and they were fine. They weren't my style. But anyway, the point is, by the time I got home, Portia and I, Portia got the text, we were halfway through dinner. That's when she got it.
There you go. We've all been through that kind of stuff, right?
Absolutely.
Yep. Yep. All right. Here's an interesting story about Dick Clark that I knew, but I forgot And then it was brought to my attention that early on, when Casey Kasem started to do American Top 40, mm-hmm. 1972, the program was done the way many music programs used to be done or were being done at the time. Casey Kasem would sit in the studio and they'd play the music and do everything live and record it to tape. So it would actually take him 3 hours to do the program because it was a three-hour show. And he'd do the intros, read the stuff, they'd play the music, he'd do the outros. And I don't think this is too inside. Do you think most people know that's how it works, what the intros are, the introductions
to the record? Yeah, well, it means you introduce the song,
right,
and then what you say when the song's
over. That was
over.
You just heard Lame Brain Frame, and whatever, yeah.
Right.
So, anyway, he was gone. Casey was gone, and they invited Dick Clark to fill in for him. And so what Dick Clark said when he went into the studio, why am I going to sit here for 3 hours and listen to this music? Why don't you just tape me doing the intros and the outros? It's all scripted anyway, and I'll do whatever it is that you want me to do, but I don't want to sit here for 3 hours and listen to this music. And so with that, the production values of the program changed, and that's what they started doing. Casey didn't sit there and listen to the music, and they don't now. Ryan Seacrest does American Top 40 in
about 20 minutes.
15 or 20 minutes. No, seriously.
Yeah,
that's all. He does, he reads the...
it's called
the,
voice tracking.
That's what it is. And so all of that stuff is done. But Dick Clark was the one who advised them to do that. It's 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Venus is set to pass between the Sun and the Earth between June 5th and June 6th, and this is a big event that won't happen again until well after we're gone. Viewing the transit of Venus isn't about using the most expensive equipment. It's about where you position yourself. One of the best places to see celestial events is from a designated dark sky park. A place called Hegland's Dark Sky Park in Emmett County, Michigan, had to undergo a 3-year process to get its designation. But most of the 600-acre park is protected from development, and nearby private owners also choose to keep the area free from light pollution. The Big Island of Hawaii is the most western location in North America where the entire transit will be visible. The Mauna Kea Observatory in Hawaii is setting up solar-filtered telescopes and will display a webcast of the transit. Here's my advice. Go through an astronomy society or observatory so you can view this phenomenon safely with expert guides. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Welcome to The Rest of the Story, the first in a fun contest series brought to you by Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year.
Nancy was looking forward to the perfect Caribbean cruise wedding. Miami in the morning, dinner with friends on board, dancing the night away, and a little wedding night hanky-panky to top things off. What she got was very different. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a new Kindle, visit travelguard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy and plans...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great Talk Radio starts here.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you're not prepared,
get preparedexpo.com.
The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA.
Coming April 28th and 29th.
Get preparedexpo.com.
Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Survival gardening, water filtration, long-term food storage, freeze-dried foods, heirloom seeds, storm shelters, survival communication, solar power, herbal medicine, heating with wood, living off junk, home defense, guns, ammo. Negotiate for your life. Homeschool your children. Start your own home-based business. GetPreparedExpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, Jeff Olson, The Freeze Dry Guy, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopping, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
After the hour on the Good Day program for Wednesday, the 25th of April, 2012. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen going through the issues of the day, things that are of import that you may want to know more about during the course of the day. And Jennifer has the update on the lovely and talented Mario Lopez, who seems to be trying to extend his brand in a manner of speaking. Jen.
Yeah, you're the one that filled me in on this one, but apparently he's doing a talk show. Is that what you
heard? No, he's going to actually do a music radio program.
A music show, okay.
If you're just joining us, we were talking a few minutes ago about Dick Clark and the impact that he had on the show that Casey Kasem basically started. Dick Clark created his own show after his experience. That was part of the story that I didn't tell. The essence of the Dick Clark era was, you know, his whole career was about music, and that's how he got started and did so much to bring him around, especially into the 70s. So when the Casey Kasem thing started and he was asked to guest host, he figured out how to do it on his own. He first told these guys in the studio how to produce it intelligently, which they started doing. And then after he did this for Casey, he started his own countdown show, which did fairly well, although he's always been more associated with the older music. He had a countdown show that ran for a long time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when one station in town, there was always at least two stations that would have a program like this. So they had one station would have Casey on and the other station would have Dick Clark on. And certainly because of his name recognition, even if the show wasn't quite the same, it still had an audience. And so anyway, a lot of people who have done television over the years and have been associated with music have tried to do and have done six. Billy Bush is doing a show now. He's on about 60 stations. And Lopez has decided, what do you have? Ozzy Osbourne does a show. Yeah, Alice Cooper.
A lot of syndicated rock stars. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
And Mario was actually, this is a little known fact, and I don't think you know because you're not out here too much, Dougie, but in Los Angeles, he had been doing a nightly radio show, which, again, I think was voice-tracked, but it was it was on MyFM, which is the former KBAC 104.3. So I think now he's trying to expand it and syndicate the show, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. It is cool.
You know, he's interesting. He's not quite Ryan Seacrest, but yet he's done a really good job of putting himself on.
Right. He's a great self-promoter and a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
So he's
on Extra every night. He hosts America's Next Dance Crew. He does a lot of these hosting gigs. So, you know, he's not the best actor, which I think he knows. So he's pretty strong in doing this hosting thing. Yeah. And, you know, I almost killed him in New York.
Good for you, Jennifer. How'd that happen?
I was walking to the Time Warner Center, and he was, you know, they all have those rotating doors in New York City. Yeah. And so I saw someone coming into the door, so I started to push through, and he stopped at the last second. And literally, I almost smushed him into two pieces because I pushed that door
cut
him in half.
You
and then I realized it was Mario Lopez because I almost fell into his dimples when he walked by.
He does have big dimples.
He does. They're like little swimming pools.
Ladies,
I fill them up during summer.
Seem to like that, yeah.
With water.
Is it true that Lady Gaga is not so popular with the gay community anymore? She basically started with a lot of support from the gay community, and now it appears that she's gone on tour. You know, there would be real excitement in the gay community whenever she'd come to town, and now some of... this is kind of like when you hear from... supposed black leaders like Al Sharpton, according to Al Sharpton, is a leader of the black community. So I don't know who would be a leader of the gay community that would be outspoken. I don't know. Is there such a person that you, I mean, doesn't come to mind immediately. Who's the leader of the gay community? I suppose Ellen DeGeneres, but she's not out, you know, I mean, she's not just wearing a, she's not an activist. No.
Right.
Right. Exactly. So anyway. And it apparently is more men than women. Women don't like her at all. Gay women don't like her, but gay men seem to have found her very appealing. And I wonder
I just did a little Google search about this to see what the story was.
Yeah.
And according to the Business Insider, which is where I get all of my news.
Good for you.
It's not at all. It's usually TMZ. Lady Gaga released that song Born This Way, which was a total rip-off of that Madonna song Express Yourself. But she released the song, and that was supposed to be an anthem for gay youth because it was about how they were born that way and blah, blah, blah. And so they released it as this anthem. And I guess everybody just kind of poo-pooed it a little bit. It didn't catch on, and it hasn't become the anthem for that group of people, which is one of the contributing factors to this. Many people say it was because it was a ripoff of Madonna's Express Yourself, and Madonna has been a leader for gay people in the past.
Sounds extraordinarily important.
Oh, that's your explanation of why it happened.
I'm just listening. I'm throwing my two cents for that. Okay, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced... they may have detected the nation's fourth case of mad cow disease
in the last
10 years. In Central California, it's a rare form of bovine spongiform. That's what it's called. The dairy cow, this is a big dairy area. There are tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of dairy cows in Central California. But the USDA has started to notify world animal health authorities. This is not about beef. This is about a dairy cow. So what are we, this is, the animal wasn't offered for human consumption, hasn't posed a risk to the food supply because the cow was sick, was taken out. This is so stupid. Because what it does is scare the hell out of people. This sort of thing can easily... this is... maybe I ought to ask this question rather than make a pronouncement, Jennifer. Uh-huh. What does the right to know mean? And what does the need to know mean? Now, as a dairy farmer, I'm interested, obviously, in presenting the nation's dairy farmers and supply in the most positive light, if I think it deserves it. You know that I don't talk well... about most sources of milk these days, because most of it is just garbage. So, and it comes from garbage cows. These big dairies that have thousands of cows, you can't produce a quality product. But in this circumstance, this cow was a dairy cow. Milk does not transmit this. It is only transferred in meat.
I guess this cow hadn't acted funny or anything, but I guess they just randomly test cows that die, and that's how they found this one. It was kind of a stroke. They call it a stroke of luck, because they happen to just test these dead animals when they arrive.
I always do an autopsy on one of my cows. They die, do an autopsy, never find anything. And so it gets tiresome sometimes to do it, but it just makes good sense. Nobody, but let me just, this is the point here of the story. The real point is that the GD news media, I almost used the term myself, the media, news media, so distorts things, so either intentionally or through ignorance, reports on things in an incomplete fashion. And I find this over and over and over again, no matter what the issue, no matter what the event, no matter what the news item, it tends more often than not to be improperly reported because most of the reporters aren't trained to ask the right questions. They don't do research. And so they come upon something like this and they immediately hit the panic button. So it's breaking news. It isn't breaking news at all because there are no consequences to this. So why would you scare the hell out of everybody? That's the only consequence. There's no danger to anybody for any reason under this circumstance.
It says in the second sentence of the AP article that it was never a threat to the food supply.
Never.
But I think if they don't announce this kind of stuff, then somehow if something blew up by chance,
what?
Then they get attacked for not announcing it. It's just
that's
the too much information.
Serving baloney.
Society.
That's garbage. The U.S. has never, 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 ever, ever been affected or infected with a mad cow problem. There's never been one human being in this entire country who ever got mad cow disease. Never.
Do you think it's because it's the name mad cow?
Yeah,
do you
probably.
Think if they named it something better?
Right. What happens, sadly, what happens to the cow, there's a brain. What happened? Here's, all right, do you want me to tell the story?
Yeah,
I'll
go.
All right. The way these big dairy farmers feed their cows these days, the rendering companies grind up what's left over, mostly skeletal bone, that kind of stuff remains, or they dry out sometimes the meat. It's now illegal, but it used to be legal up until 3 or 4 years ago. They grind everything up and they put it in the feed. They'd mix it sometimes with chicken manure that had been dried. I mean, this is how gross this is. They take cheap food and they feed this stuff to the cows to give them protein so they can build up. Either they have energy to give more milk or they grow faster so they can be butchered sooner, that kind of stuff. The drugs that would enhance the hormones, BST, I think it is, that were given to the cows to do basically the same thing, to whoop them up, make them grow faster, and, you know, get to market quicker. So all of this stuff is a symptom of how sick the food supply is in our country. And we keep having, government says, we have the safest food supply in the world. Safe according to whom? If you eat a lot of this crap, you get fat and you die. So what does it mean? What's the definition of the term safe? This is not safe food. The processed food that you eat is not safe. Any more than eating meat from a downed cow is safe. But for years and years and years, I used to go, we have an auction house about 20 miles from me. It's called the Farmers Live Animal Market Exchange. And it's a one-way ticket in to the slaughterhouse. Every animal that gets sold in there is in there because it is not healthy. And they send the buyers are there from 4 or 5 different packing houses. They buy these cows and they slaughter them, and most of the meat goes to McDonald's, unless it's a pure beef cow. You don't find many of them around here. And that's been, I remember seeing some horrible cows, just awful. They'd kill them and they'd, you know, it just goes right. Everybody laughs and says, oh, another hamburger from McDonald's. Now, McDonald's, to be fair, at this point, is better at it. They buy better stuff. But it isn't because they want to do it. It's because the government changed the way beef, if it's a down cow, the cow gets euthanized and burned up, destroyed. So you can't do that anymore. But before, if it was breathing, man, they'd send it in there and get 20 cents a pound for it on the hoof and ship it out. Hopefully it'll last long enough to get to the slaughterhouse, because if it's there and get to the slaughterhouse, you can't use it for obvious reasons. But
good morning.
This mad cow stuff is just gross, and it's so grossly improperly reported. It's just, but everybody's talking about it today. Oh, did you hear? Mad cow disease. Okay, so here's a better story. You ready?
Ready.
At DougStefan.com today, we have the story of a runaway cow in Colorado got out of the pasture and made an appearance at the local McDonald's. You can see that story.
Is he trying to make a save, or was he trying to eat?
Under the golden arches. It's really funny, because this particular store had a little grass under the golden arches, and the cow was there munching on the grass.
You see Ronald with a big net chasing
him. Right, yeah, exactly. Good day. Time is 13 and a half for the hour.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements, because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
It's spring allergy season, and the makers of non-drowsy Claritin have teamed up with Brooke Burke Charvet, host of Dancing with the Stars, for a short online film. It's a crazy, over-the-top look at two versions of one busy woman's day, who juggles work, life, and family, while also dealing with allergies. In her real life, Brooke is a long-time allergy sufferer and can't be distracted by bothersome symptoms as she manages her busy life.
Between raising four kids, hosting Dancing with the Stars, being co-CEO of ModernMom.com, and releasing a fitness DVD, my life is pretty hectic. It's important for me to keep allergy symptoms under control to help me be at my best on and off camera. I take non-drowsy Claritin to relieve my worst allergy symptoms. It's proven to keep me as alert and focused as someone without allergies.
Check out Brooke's new online film, The Difference is Clear, on YouTube.com/Claritin. Again, that's YouTube.com/Claritin. Use as directed.
I'm Lou Donnie Phillips. As the host of the Military Channel's An Officer in a Movie, I'm proud to promote films that honor our servicemen and women. That's why I want to tell you about the nation's most exciting military film event, the GI Film Festival, which will be held May 14th to the 20th in Washington, D.C. At the GI Film Festival, Hollywood and the military come together to showcase the world's best military movies and to honor real-life military heroes. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for a full schedule of events. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
We continue on the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Doug Stefan, news conference yesterday. Republican Senator George Voinovich.
Voinovich.
Signing on to the now very popular no budget, no pay proposal that would prevent lawmakers from being paid if they don't do their jobs. How long has it been since we had a budget? 3-4 years?
I was going to say, I've forgotten.
You'd save a lot of money if this thing went through. Good idea. How many people like that idea?
I like
and
it.
The lovely Janet Napolitano being grilled by a Senate panel on the Secret Service prostitution scandal. She had no answers. This is not surprising. She never does. 51 after the hour.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To examine digital living here on Good Day. It is now 53 minutes past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Yes, better living through technology. Move over Dropbox. Get out of the way, Microsoft SkyDrive. There's a new kid on the block. Google Drive is here. And at first glance, it looks like an outstanding service. We'll find out if it really is. Or is this just something, it's not exactly free. I think that may be the underlying part of this that people will find interesting. But let's find out more in a moment from Shelley Palmer here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, move over Dropbox, get out of the way Microsoft SkyDrive, there's a new kid on the block. Google Drive is here, and at first glance, it looks like an outstanding service. Google Drive is fully integrated with Google Apps, and with 5 gigabytes of free storage and competitively priced options up to 16 terabytes, yep, you heard me, terabytes of storage, Google Drive is serious about business users. When you open it up, Google Drive looks a lot like Dropbox. Your files are stored locally on all of your connected devices, as well as in the cloud, but that's where the similarity ends. Google Drive is also the new face of Google Docs, and it now serves as the file manager for Google's suite of cloud-based productivity apps. So you can mix and match your Google Docs and spreadsheets with all of your other files in one simple interface. Google Drive also features text extraction, optical character recognition, and a host of other awesome features that truly set it apart. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com for more information.
For Doug Steffens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer. Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
U.S. oil and natural gas companies are preparing to report their first quarter earnings. Brian Osich has more on what this means to you, the average purchaser of fuel.
The oil and natural gas industry is responsible for the livelihoods of millions in this country. Chief economist for the American Petroleum Institute, John Felmy, says that's why it's important to support the industry's efforts as heavyweights, including Exxon, Shell, and BP, get ready to announce their earnings.
Each year, the oil and natural gas industry pumps $400+ billion into America's economy. It goes to creating new jobs, wages for millions of Americans, and incomes to millions of retirees and other investors through their retirement accounts. It's 3 to 4 times what the industry earns in a year.
Felmy says we need to invest in becoming more energy independent.
While the industry's earnings are measured in the billions, so are its enormous investments in new job-creating energy projects and the substantial taxes paid to our government. As we move forward, we need public policies encouraging oil and natural gas development here at home, securing America's future.
For more, log on to energytomorrow.org. That's Newsbreak from the API.
All right, so Jen.
Yes.
We have some other things that are of interest and importance at DougStefan.com today, including the story from Australia that the people there are angry with Cher because, you may remember about, about 20 years ago, she was given a key to Melbourne, Australia, and she auctioned it off on eBay.
That's terrible. You can't do that, Cher.
Apparently she didn't.
Somebody can get into everything in Melbourne, Florida.
That's it. No,
the
Melbourne, Australia. Yeah.
I mean, Melbourne, Australia. I like Melbourne, Florida better.